The Sweetest Thing by Emma Blair. Read by Kara Wilson. Chapter 1. Cully was dead. Meg Stewart stared at her husband, a combination of shock, fear, and cold horror gripping her heart. His eyes were open, his face contorted. The long scar on his cheek, a wound he'd received in the Great War, had gone strangely colorless, almost vanishing altogether. Meg couldn't believe it. Cully, her Cully, was dead. There could be no mistake. Throwing back her head, she started to scream, a long, drawn-out, agonized scream that tore at her throat. Meg, wake up, for God's sake! The voice came from a long way off. Meg, wake up! The scream ended in a gasp as she found herself sitting upright in bed, staring at Cully's familiar features. His forehead was creased, his gaze filled with anxious concern. You've had a nightmare, lass, he consoled. That's all. A horrible nightmare. With a sob, she threw herself into his arms, taking comfort and solace from his reassuring smell. She sobbed again and buried her face against his chest. There, there, he murmured, stroking her hair. This isn't like you at all, girl. A nightmare. It had seemed so very real, she thought, and shuddered. She could have sworn she'd actually been there, witnessing it all, experiencing the profundity of his loss. Oh, Cully, she whispered. I'm here, Meg. Nothing to worry about now. It's all over. Finished. She shuddered again, feeling sweat trickling down her back. Her mind was still reeling, her nerves raw. I dreamt you were dead, she said. Dead? Me? He laughed. A laugh that warmed the coldness in her.